Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:31, an hour later on the Tweed. Obviously, Guns N' Roses last night was huge at a Metricon Stadium. We'll be talking about that because Metricon was chock-a-block. But
we got to look forward now. We have to look forward because there's so much happening this weekend. You've got to think about, you've got Casey Barnes. He's playing at the North Burley
tomorrow night.
Do you want to finish it? Okay, what else?
Go on.
No, you wanted to finish every one of my sentences. You're starting to sound like Cherie.
Hey.
Go, what else have we got on?
You all right?
Yeah.
This is all a bit awkward, isn't it?
No, well, I want to know. What else we got on?
Ali, step in.
I'm staying out.
No, you're looking on going, hey, this is good.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Keep going. People want to know.
A lot going on.
What else?
Helensvale Farmers Markets are on tomorrow morning.
Morning, Rodney.
I haven't been to them.
Yeah, morning, everybody.
Al's just telling us what else is going on.
Let me just pass the butter knife so I can cut the tension in the air.
Al, what's wrong with Spider today?
No, because you cut in.
What?
So if you listen, people will understand. You've got Joe Cocker at the show here at Star on Saturday night.
Yes.
With Chevy
Wilson. Chef,
Wilson. Which is going to be amazing. You know, Shudo Echo down on the Tweed.
Yes.
Bit of Shudo.
So you got everything on. Massive big weekend. Pursuit. And we've got the World Cup. There's so much happening.
There is a lot. And it's a very big show. Before 9 o'clock, someone's going to go on that standby list. Yes, it is. Is it a foregone conclusion?
Well, it is, but don't forget, there's always penalties for the loser. So,
We have to decide what the challenge is.
Ali's on. Well, Robert Cloud can come up with that over the weekend and tell us on Monday, because, Ali, you're on 4, I'm on 4, Rod, you're on 10. Mm. You are... Actually, I'll give a shout-out to a guy yesterday. I can't even remember his name. He walked past and he said, I listen every morning to that thing you do. You try and pick the year.
I remember that guy. He was as international heritage, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He had an accent.
And and he goes, you're hopeless. And he goes, I reckon Rod cheats.
I love that. Why didn't you get his name? We should have got him on.
Massive accusation.
Nah, but we know you don't, Rod. You are a freak.
I reckon Rod dominating.
So this is essentially out of Ali and Spider here because they need to obviously avoid penalties.
Yeah, but it would be nice if Rod gets to the
Well, can I just
there
say...
We
well, hang on. Sorry, Al. I just have one request. If Rod's coming up with a penalty, he has to name it before it's obvious who's going to come last.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's going to be named on Monday.
Yeah.
All right, name that year.
Sorry, your card didn't go through.
Well, then something must be wrong with your runner thingy.
Or your card's maxed out.
Maybe your card's maxed out.
Just take some items out. Do you really need 8 bottles of wine?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you the wine sheriff?
The wine sheriff.
Whoa.
So that's... Christina Applegate in the Netflix series Dead to Me.
Yeah.
She's having a birthday
Ali.
Today. Yes, Ali.
I'm going to have a stab at 1972.
No, she's a little bit older than that.
Amazing actress.
Yeah, unbelievable. She's very good in that.
Dead to Me.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. You haven't either.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's trending
talking
on Netflix.
About apples.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah. She was born in 67.
Rod the Newsreader. She's... Yeah, she's battling MS too, which is really terrible.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Very, very good actress. Born in 1969, Al.
1971.
Oh! Yes!
Well done, Ali.
Well done, Ali.
All right. And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain. Last night, one of the songs. November Rain. The big ballad from Guns N' Roses that was performed live last night out at Metricon Stadium.
Yes. What's the question?
Hang on. No, you said your name.
No, Rod, Ali, that was me. I said, Spider, we've got to get in.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What year was it released?
Spider.
Yes.
I have no...
come on.
Oh, it's got to be around... I'm going to say 81.
Oh, wow. Ali.
Oh,
I should have actually let Rod get in. Ooh,
is that terrible?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think
so
I'm going to have a go at about 1996.
Rod the Newsreader, 1993.
It was 1992.
Oh,
damn it.
January
I meant 90.
Yeah. Huge, huge film clip.
Yeah, it was the most expensive music video clip for the time. $1 million back in 1992 it cost.
What was so expensive about the film clip?
Oh, like they used particular kind of cinematography.
Oh, okay.
It was really elaborate.
Was
scenes.
It good? The catering was especially brilliant, apparently.
Epic. Epic video.
What did they
and plus
have?
It went for nine minutes, so.
Powered.
Mm. All right, so here we go with Name That Year as we go into the next bit of audio.
Okay, all right. I'm putting cases on all you. You think you can do this to me? 23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away.
Oh, that is the incredible Denzel Washington. What year was he named the greatest actor of the 21st century so far?
Ali.
What year?
2012.
Denzel, nice.
Spider.
How good's Denzel?
Yeah, very good.
Do you know who he is?
That is such a valid question.
I'm going to go 2010.
What the newsreader. If you've ever seen Flight, a magnificent movie.
Well, that was
starring Denzel.
That was Training Day, the audio there, which is another
movie. Yes, the speech.
I reckon 2008.
No, it's 2020 that he was named.
Whoa!
Greatest actor in the 21st century. So well done, Ali. Your
score
now goes to
Ali's on 5. I'm on 4. Rod on 10. Go into the weekend a winner, Ali.
Thank you.
And you are staring down some penalties.
Yes.
We don't know what it is, though.
I can't wait. Metricon was heaving.
Oh, it was. It was magnificent to see 26,000 black T-shirts just erupt at Metricon Stadium.
Absolutely.
What do you think of it, Ali?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought everyone was so up and about. And you mentioned heaving, Al. I reckon there would have been a bit of heaving after the show too. Oh, it was just great energy. I mean, obviously such an iconic band, so much nostalgia there. I mean, there was a lady there with a ticket. Her ticket for Guns N' Roses from 1988 cost her $34.
You know, they played for 3 hours.
Like,
unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable.
And I still feel for everybody that was outside the gate. Like Metricon Stadium, they have four gates open when there's 10,000 people going to the footy.
Yeah.
They got two gates open and they're getting 26,000. Like, work your crap out. Get people in there quicker. No, I'm being serious.
It is
ridiculous how you cannot get people in and out of a stadium when you've got all the technology in the world at your fingertips. But you know what my favourite part was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you to all the Triple M family that come over and said hello.
Yes.
And we met this wonderful lady who told us an unbelievable story. Now, Lisa, you just told me something, and what story did you just tell me about Guns N' Roses? Because you love Guns N' Roses.
I do. In 1993, I think it was the 30th of January.
Yep.
I just explained to my daughter tonight she was conceived. And this is her birthday present.
Oh, my goodness. Genuine birthday. Now, what's your name?
Tash.
Now, Tash, one question. Are you absolutely mortified?
I found out in the line and I was determined on whether I was coming in.
Oh, she was so mortified. Funny. Very
yes,
funny.
Was.
Hey, but we did have a code word up there on stage. So if you do know it, 1-300-925-666, you win a magnificent...
What do you win?
A magnificent prize.
Magnificent prize. Well, I've just realised I don't even know what the code word is. I didn't look myself. Maybe Jen from Chevron Island knows the code word. Good morning, Jen.
I don't. Good morning, and I don't know the code word. You guys,
how'd you go last night? What'd you think of it?
Loved it. Yeah, thought they were. It was like being in your 20s all over again.
Oh, so good.
He hit some notes last night, didn't he?
You sure did.
Absolutely.
Now, Jen, you've been a loyal member of the Triple M family for a very long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How did you think Al Dobie's performance was yesterday?
Yeah. Jen,
no
I hope you had a good time. That is so good.
You guys are all bullying each other this morning.
It is a bit of bullying. Thank
That's
you for noticing.
That's every morning, Jen.
Hey, thanks
good
for coming
you,
along,
Jen.
Yeah,
have a great day.
Yeah.
See ya.
All right, then.
Thanks, Jen.
Bye. I'm going to get on to HR.
Ellie's wetting her pants.
Why are you?
That was Al Dobie's performance. You needed to just insert some crickets there.
Flang, you're just talking about you could hear it from all different parts of the coast.
Mate, I have buddies who were putting it on Facebook last night. They were saying they've never been able to hear a concert before. Maybe it was just the weather conditions were conducive. It was very still last night. But, oh, my God, Reedy Creek, they're reporting it, and Wurrungri, but right up the back of Wurrungri.
All right.
Just at the top of the hills before it stretches into the country.
Or you can get us on 1-300-925-666.
Pete and Pimpama.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Where could you hear Guns N' Roses from?
Well, it was supposedly, my son came over at about 8:30 and he goes, Dad, you go outside, you can hear the Guns N' Roses concert. I'm in Pimpama. I've gone, no way, no way. So I went outside and through the quietness, you could hear a faint, and it ended up being the guy across the road in the garage playing pool with the Guns N' Roses music on. What a Canadian. I said, you're a Canadian.
Nice.
That's great. Thanks, Pete.
Have a good one, guys.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Look, a bit of a what's on for the first thing you need to know this morning. There is a free gig at North Burleigh Surf Club, and the performer will be none other than ARIA Award-winning Casey Barnes.
Wow.
I love it. He'd be so happy to have won Best Country Album last night and then to have a free gig in his hometown. So if you are a member at North Burleigh, get along and enjoy that. And also at The Star, there is a sensational 10-piece band fronted by a local musician called Chev Wilson, who is more like Joe Cocker than Joe Cocker was. You will not believe this bloke. It is so worth the price of the ticket. They are a great bunch of local musicians. And I can tell you from the inside out that they put all their money in together to do this gig. And it's not insubstantial. So if you get a chance to go and see a brilliant show, Chev Wilson and the Joe Cocker Experience.
Now, our very own Gold Coaster Margot Robbie has revealed some behind-the-scenes moments with her famous Wolf of Wall Street, you know, the nude scene that she did that basically launched her, well, I'll explain later, launched her career. She's actually confessed that she needed a decent amount of liquid courage before she filmed that.
Really?
Yeah, she said, I'm not going to lie, I had some tequila shots before that scene. She was very, very nervous. There were up to 30 men in the room when it was being filmed.
Nervous. She's the most beautiful woman in history. If I had to do a nude, I'd be nervous.
And we would need the tequila.
We would need the tequila. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, the interesting thing is she said, honestly, I know how silly it sounds now knowing how big the movie became, but at the time she thought, no one's going to notice me in this film.
Oh, my God.
She said, it doesn't kind of matter what I do because everyone will be focused on Leonardo. Which is kind of fair enough, you know what I mean? He was the biggest star on the planet. Yeah. So how unbelievable. And didn't you say Spy to her own dad?
Yeah,
he could not watch
he didn't want to go and see the release of it,
He needed some tequila.
We have to, Australia playing in the World Cup tomorrow night.
Come on.
Tunisia, 9 p.m.
We've got to win.
We do need
to win.
But I do love it. There's a big Aussie punter there, and no question what he said. If you could read his lips, they're going all around the world. It's gone viral. He's in all these Aussie get up, and he's on the big screen. He goes, Jesus. We're on the beep and tally. That's going around the world.
If we don't win, we're soccer rooted.
Yeah.
Look, I normally don't jump in with you need to know every day.
Wait.
Someone's kept this very quiet. Last night was Tracy Grimshaw's last ever current affair show. It was very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big moment, but someone in this studio has kept something very quiet. Here's what Tracy said last night on a current affair, her final ever. And what did she reveal?
To Spider. Thanks for being my barometer. I listen to you groaning or laughing or outraged. And I know that's what's happening in people's lounge rooms and we've hit the mark for the night.
Yeah.
Soon you will all find out
that Spider
be in this chair next year. Please make them welcome. Thank you for your company. Good night.
Wow. Oh, Spider, are you still going to do our show?
Oh, now I'm drinking tequila.
Last one standing.
Yeah, this is fantastic today. You got one question, you get it right, you walk away with a great prize. Alyssa, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Here we go. I'll pass you over to the quizaster.
Here we go.
Master.
Alyssa, very best of luck. It's a true or false question.
Oh, even easier.
Absolutely. And at the moment, it's a true measure of my laziness. Here we go. It's a true or false question. At the moment, we're learning about the human body. This is a fact about the human body. Is this true or is this false for the movie tickets?
Oh, I can get nervous.
If you smoothed out all of the wrinkles in your brain, it would be the size of a pillowcase. Is that true?
Oh,
or is it false?
Depending on his brain.
Yeah, true.
Gosh, I think it'd be false because it'd be more.
Did you say true?
I think she said true. Oh, well done.
This is
Welcome to the Quizaster.
Yeah. Alyssa, you've got Van Cinemas tickets. You're a winner with Last One Standing.
That's really lovely. Thank you so much.
God.
What do you think about you, the reputation of our quiz? Reputation? What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, reputation. Well, look, it's only being rubbish by people whose brains would smooth out to the size of an apple.
Quality. Yeah, the land of Oz is filled with beautiful wildlife, but sadly in recent years, due to urbanisation and lots of other factors, many species are in decline. Some, of course, as we know, to the point of near extinction. Massive friends of the show, Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary, are committed to the preservation of a lot of these unique wildlife. And all of these projects require vital funding. And as a result, there are four awesome school children who have formed what's called the Conservation Club.
Wow.
And one of their local Gold Coast kids, and one of those beautiful kids joins us right now. Her name is Ava Shepherd. Good morning, Ava.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about the Conservation Club, and I'd love you to specifically mention the frog lab that you guys have just helped launch at Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary.
Okay, so at the moment we're working alongside a lovely lady called Maddie, and she has created Eastern Bristlebird earrings, and 100% of profits go to Eastern Bristlebirds.
That is so cool because you're trying to save them from extinction as well.
Yeah.
Ava, what is the animal that you think's most in danger here on the Gold Coast?
Here on the Gold Coast, I think it's the Eastern Bristlebirds because there's only 35 left in Queensland.
Oh, no.
How do we get the earrings to help you raise some money?
Okay, so the earrings, you can go to the Binkaboo website or go onto Instagram.
Good girl. That is awesome. And can I just ask, with the Frog Lab that you've launched, are we able to go in and see it? Because I've seen that there's a really cool tadpole nursery there.
There are actually windows that you can look through, but you can't go in just due to safety and keeping them.
Okay. Well, we just cannot be prouder of you.
You are a ripper.
And your three other friends, they are so lovely. What are their names? There's Molly, there's Pip.
And Sophie.
There you go. Oh. Well, keep up the good work. It is champions like you that are helping to save our endangered species.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Ava Shepherd, for your time. We really appreciate what you're doing for our country.
Thank you so much.
And we've got to mention you're at Year 8 at Helensvale State High. How's school going to be today? It's going to be so good, right?
Yeah. Everybody's going to be like, oh, I heard you on the radio.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
It's time for Quotable Quotes.
Rightio, who's up? Quotable quotes, just to explain what it is. It's, I suppose, the mistakes, the highlighting the lowlights. It could be inside the studio here, or it could be members of the Gold Coast Triple M family that we who we love dearly.
Celebrate. Yes.
All right, so we start with Spider.
Oh,
here we go.
All right. Oh,
what? The Bradman of quotable quotes.
We were talking about how much have you paid to see an incredible event? Whether it be a concert or a sporting event,
hang on.
Just the expense that you have gone to and how much you forked out.
I'm trying to remember what this was. I can't remember.
And Spider revealing this. It was quite amazing.
Look, I remember I had to pay, I think it was just over $1,000 a ticket once to go and see Barbra Streisand.
Are you okay?
Worst investment of my life.
What do you mean?
You deserve it.
Sing it, Spider.
Sing along. You went to the concert.
Come on.
Here we go.
You actually, I'm asking you right now, what is the actual line? Ready? Memories lights the corners of my...
I'd say heart.
Where do your memories happen?
Head.
Okay.
The corners of my head.
Of my head.
It's so romantic.
You are like an onion just peeling back the layers of spider. Now, okay. Ali, you feature here.
We were
out at the Oxenford State School for Triple M Tuck Shop, and we loved all the kids and seeing the teachers and mums and dads out there. That was great. And you were talking about something you were going to talk about coming up after the song.
Oh, no.
And the way that you wanted to say it didn't quite work out how you intended.
Everyone's made such... You know what? Actually, I'm going to have a rave about this yet. Tomorrow. What am I saying?
Hello. Can we do this? I think some of the chemicals have sucked into the brain.
Yeah. Let's do this next. Wow. All right, let's maybe compromise.
Next. No, let's wait till tomorrow. We've got nothing to do.
I completely choked, didn't I? I'm going to have a rave about this yet.
Yet.
And then tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Not ready yet.
Can you tell it's getting towards the end of the year?
Yeah. Is it tomorrow yet?
Flan?
Yes. No.
Oh, yes.
No, I didn't.
You don't feature.
Oh.
Hey. Are you joking?
Back to you, Spider.
Back to Bradman.
Back to Spider. Name that year. We play audio, and you've got to guess what year the audio is from. And we were wishing a happy birthday to Katherine Heigl, the actress.
Yes.
And you were saying that she's from a TV show, Spider.
Yeah, no, Grey's Anatomy. She's been away.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. It's a C.
Insert your own syllable here.
Let's insert your own word here.
She's a marine biologist.
But I still knew she was born in 67.
That's right.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no. That's no.
Yes, that's another question because she's actually not.
All
she's
right.
born in 77, isn't she?
That's right.
We've got to get back to that. Thank you, Spider.
Well, well played, everybody. Mm. That is Quotable Quotes for this week with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Can I just say, how is Flan getting out of this? How much are you paying our Dobie,
Flan?
Flan
has an incredible grasp of the English language.
Yeah, and he loves cream puffs and he gets six of them.
Yeah, huge one last night. If you were at Guns N' Roses, you saw a code word there at Triple M. Give us a call now, 1-300-925-666. You win, a little bit of cash and some a Triple M merch, but we're going to go around the table and see what was your favourite part of the night.
Okay, well, can I make a confession straight up? I actually don't know the code word, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Spider's the only one that knows it. No, I don't know it. But I do love it that we do this, and if you attend and you come and say good day to us, that you'll be rewarded for that, and it won't be the last time either.
No, yeah, what was your favourite part?
I think that first moment, like Duff McKagan, the bass player from this band, is one of my legendary heroes. I think he's amazing. And when he stood up on that front box right in the middle and started jamming, I just was going on. I was screaming.
Yeah,
like
you were fanboying hard for Duff, weren't you? You were doing your best Duff impersonation.
Yeah. It was great.
Well, look, I actually managed to record my favourite moment of the night. It was, you know, when Slash was doing his epic riffing for ages.
Yeah, it was like a Blues on Broadbeach kind of blues song. It was amazing.
And then have a listen what it was. Recording when that happened.
Oh, for me, I just love seeing 26,000 black T-shirts.
Yeah.
just a big flock going into Metricon Stadium and just the excitement and the atmosphere around before they come on stage.
Absolutely
loved it.
There was some energy.
Hey, you know when you go to a concert, you want to hear the lead singer, you want to hear a bit of chat in between songs. Mm. Axl didn't do a lot of that
to begin with. Did he?
But then he introduced the band and this was...
On the bass, Mr. Duff McKagan.
There he is.
And on the guitar. Hold on. I'll remember. It'll come to me. Let's see.
Yeah.
I got it. No. On the guitar. Slash.
Wow.
Yeah, good. Well. Luke in Eleonora. Luke, good morning, Luke. Did you, you went last night?
Mate, I sure did. How good was it?
Oh.
How good.
What was your favourite bit?
Mate, I'd have to agree with Flan, like Duffy. What is he, 60 years old? Yeah. How buff was that guy for 60?
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, incredible. Ali, I think you found a flatmate.
Duff McKagan. I'll tell you what, he could be my flatmate and my personal trainer. You're right. He
and,
yep.
I was going to say the only thing I think that was missing was Axel's bandana didn't make a show.
No, you're quite true. Right. Actually, yeah. some unkind members of the crowd who remain nameless thought that Donald Trump was fronting the band.
That's no. Terrible. I tell you what, it is a bit. It's not quite the same Axel without his long hair
And the kilt.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, look, you didn't get the Triple M code word, did you?
Oh, mate, I've seen you guys there, and I've seen the code word listener.
LISTNR, the listener app. Download it, and you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
That was the code word. Well,
good boy.
Hey, for getting the code word yesterday out of Metricon at Carrara, $200 cash and a Gold Coast Triple M merchandise pack.
Woo. Thank you very much.
You have a great day.
Say good day.
Spider spray.
Anybody who works in an office is going to be with me right now.
Okay.
I'm having a crack at work printers, at home printers, at printers. We need an employee just to work with the printers. Mm. Whenever you want to try and print something here at work, they never, ever work. They're always broken, always under repair.
Well, there's
out
a code.
Of ink, or the code, or out of paper.
Code.
I don't know why people need to print so much anyway. They got three computer screens and suddenly they want to print a tree out to tell us that, you know, we've got a couple of emails. They just keep printing and printing it. And you know the other thing too?
Oh, thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al. Printers don't work. Like, they're so difficult to operate. You try and print one thing and they'll print double-sided. You try and print on A4, they go on A3. You try and print landscape, they'll print on A5. I don't get printers. And I don't think anybody gets printers. You can go and buy. You know what frustrates me with a printer? They go, yep, it's out of ink. And the only one who knows when it's out of ink is a printer. Because halfway through a job, it will just go out of ink. It won't tell you any earlier. Mm. And then you go and buy the ink.
Oh,
the ink's $89.
I was going to say.
A brand new printer's $99. It's like...
go and catch a squid and squeeze it into the printer.
Absolutely. Printers haven't evolved. They are still as crap as now as they were in 1985, if there were printers around there. But they are there to test and challenge us. There's no doubt about it. And if I have one option, and I give everybody this one option, the only thing, the only way, if you see that error message, if you say, have you got that code 68 or code 42, or if you see jam paper feet, there should be a hammer. A hammer next to the printer. And you just release stress and make yourself happy by just going bingo.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Look, thank you, Spider / Dennis DeNudo from the castle.
Yeah.
Where the F3?
Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute.
Yep, well, we're all excited. We'd love to give away $1,000. And Sophie and Rabina, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Your chance to win $1,000. What would you spend $1,000 on?
Oh, I'll probably go towards my kids' Christmas presents.
Nice.
Oh,
how old are
good.
They?
Everything's too expensive these days.
It really is. And you got to get in early too, so I hope you win today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Here we go.
Me too, I'm nervous.
You're all right. Let's get you right before you start.
Yeah, Flan, please take over the breathing.
We want you to win. We need three big breaths in and out. That's what my nanny Wilma used to tell me.
That was only two.
And shoot at salespeople who come to the door. So, well, some good advice, some not very good advice.
Don't recommend you do that.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Here we go. Now, these are the rules and regulations. Here we go. So, if you don't know the answer, simply pass, and if we've got time, we'll come back to it. We will take your first response, but just relax and enjoy it. The 60 seconds will start at the end of the first question. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Here it happens. Here we go.
In what year was the first iPhone released? Was it 2007 or 2010?
2007.
Which country is abbreviated to UK?
Oh, pass.
Laura Geitz is famous for playing which ball sport?
Tennis.
What is the white chocolate version of a brownie?
White chocolate version of a brownie. Pass.
On a farm, what is a kid?
A cow.
Who stars in the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Path.
Mauve is a shade of what colour?
Purple.
What summer does Bryan Adams sing about?
Summer.
What term is used for someone who can use their left and right hands?
Pedestric.
It's okay, darling. In which state or territory is Bundaberg?
Queensland.
Which country is abbreviated to UK?
France.
That's tough when you hear the clock, isn't it?
I think you got tough questions today.
I do.
You poor thing.
You can hear the nervousness.
You were so nervous.
We love you, mate. We'll get you another game
Guns
sometime.
Guns N' Roses last night.
Oh, did you?
You whacked, did you? Okay.
Yes, I heard you guys there too, so.
Absolutely.
Late night.
You're not going to leave us empty-handed, though. You can see Disney's Strange World at Event Cinemas from November 24.
Well done. And I'm also going to chuck in a double pass to Pseudo Echo, featuring a six-piece lineup. They play Twin Towns on Saturday night, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Nice. And just for all the punters who were playing along, I'll give you the answers that you were after. What does the UK, what country does the UK abbreviate for? United Kingdom. Laura Geitz. Geitz is famous for playing netball.
Yep.
I've never heard of this. What is a white chocolate version of a brownie? It's a blondie.
A blondie.
Yeah. What is a kid on a farm? It is a baby goat. And also the
Who's
Wall Street.
Yes, Leonardo. You could have said Margot Robbie.
Bryan Adams sang the Summer of 69. That was on the end of your tongue. You knew that one. But
now, come on, Sophie. Can you remember now what term is used for someone that can use their left and right hands? Well, we all say
antipodectorous.
Yeah,
very close.
Yep, very good word.
Hey, you are adorable,
Sophie. Thank you so much for listening to us, and you had a great night last night at Guns N' Roses and Pseudo Echo.
I did. Thank you so much, guys. Have an awesome day.
After a big weekend, it'd be nice just before 8 on Monday to win $1,000, 92.5 Triple M's $1,000 minute. You got questions?
Absolutely, Ellie. You got a few for us. Here we go.
Sure do. Ready? Try this one. Heidi Klum or Klum, however you choose to say it. I've heard both. Heidi Klum got divorced to which singer in 2014?
I have no idea.
A hint.
Wow. Bounce of the dog?
Was this better? I think I know.
We can't give this away, but our lips are sealed.
Yeah, she's been kissed by a rose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You got another one?
Okay. What Gold Coast Creek is further north, Coolangatta or Talabudra?
Further north.
It tricks people out, including Flan, even when he asks it.
Okay. Directions are not good.
That's it. There's two.
20% of the way there. Hey. We will play on Monday just before 8 o'clock. Your chance at $1,000, 92.5 Triple M's $1,000 minute with Flan, Ali and Spider. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Look, I've nearly been here for a year, and I don't think in my time here with you boys that there's ever been so much discussion and should we, shouldn't we, about a particular subject.
Yes.
And Spider, you sprayed this last week. It's our work Christmas party tonight.
I'm saying it's going to be unreal. And are you? Yeah, I think it's going to be unreal.
Are you saying that?
Yes, I am.
That's not all you're saying, Al, because, and I quote from this morning, Al Dobie actually said, it looks like Chris Lilly's set it up for Summer High Time.
Backpedal on that one, Big Al.
Look, obviously we love our work social committee, JM, Beck, Maddie and the whole crew. Of course, they're working with what they've got. Yeah. So there's lots of tinsel out there. The tables have all been set up. They have worked their butts
clearly gone
off
to a lot of effort.
But my argument is,
what is your argument?
We're still at work. We're still at work trying to celebrate at work. You're still going to work to have a Christmas party. You don't have work. Christmas parties at work. It feels like you are just one of the dodgy brothers.
Well, to be honest, Spider did actually think they said, the work party's at the kitchens. He thought the Robina kitchens.
Yeah.
It's our kitchen.
Yeah. That's the big kitchen. That's for another radio station in the building. We're in the small alley kitchen at the other end.
It's the afternoon.
It is tonight. Look, we do want to know.
Yeah. Come on.
We want to know about your dodgy Christmas party. Yeah. What is your... We don't know if it's going to be the worst one, but what is the worst Christmas party?
Can I give an example? Yeah, I'll give a short example. Okay. I had a buddy who owned a business and he got taken over, invested in by some very big investors, and he was so happy at that Christmas party that he really shelled out, right? Mm. But we had it at work and we had a pool table there and he was drunk. Yeah. Right. He'd been having a good time.
Yeah.
And he got up on the pool table to make his speech.
Oh, no.
Right? And then he couldn't get up there and he fell off the pool table. Then he got, and he sat on the pool table and he tried to speak and he said, "Oh, I just want to thank you for investing in the business."
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing a Viking hat and one of the horns was turned down and horns was turned, and he had tinsel all through the Viking horns and he said something like, "Greed is good. And also his nudity." And then he fell backwards onto the pool table.
No.
He hit his head on the slate in the pool and knocked himself completely unconscious and then wet his pants.
Oh, no. Well, see, this is... about the work Christmas party having here. Yeah. If you're going to have the work Christmas party here, because as we know, lots of relationships start at work Christmas parties. Kiss people, kissing in the corner and all the rest of it.
Yep.
I think if they're going to have the work Christmas party here, we should be allowed to demand the cameras are turned off.
Oh, okay.
Because last year, Al Patch Spider.
1-300-925-666.
Al Dobie.
1-300-925-666.
Yeah, give us a ring. We want to know about your dodgy brother's Christmas parties.
Yep. You'll have a chance to win a double pass to Reading Cinemas. Value blockbuster movies at Reading Cinemas, Harbour Town this November. ReadingCinemas.com.au.
People and great cars at Victory Ford, MG, Isuzu Ute, and LDV Coolangatta Tweed, MD20217.
Seeing a little bit of a build in spots for Currumburra Road and Narang Southfold Road through Ashmore, Gold Coast Highway, not too bad around Terminal Drive through Belinga at the airport, Narang Broadbeach Road busy around Bermuda Street through Broadbeach Waters, same for Bundle Road and Ashmore Road through Bundle, Bermuda Street and Christine Avenue, not too bad through Burley, and Gooding Drive doing okay through Carrara. Westfield Week of Offers is on now until Monday, November 28. Shop the best deals at your local Westfield Centre and online at westfield.com.au. Plan your visit to Westfield today. It's Chris for Gold Coast Traffic in 15 minutes with Flan, Ali and Spider, 92.5 Triple M.
92.5 Triple M, Gold Coast Headlines.
Hi, it's Rod in the newsroom. The Weather Bureau has released its long-range weather forecast for summer for the Gold Coast, and it's likely to be wetter than usual. Take Flan, Ali and Spider with you on the Listener app and get the latest Gold Coast news soon on 92.5 Triple M.
the flock of 80s Friday, all 80s today, only on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M. Flan, Alley and Spider, Triple M Breakfast, and Steve Winwood. I'm the same boy I used to be. Just a perfect-looking Gold Coast day, and if you've got a Christmas party happening late this afternoon, maybe cruising the Broadwater, what a beautiful night is going to be.
Perfect. Maybe at 19, you might even be at some of the great restaurants and surf clubs around the Gold Coast.
A lot of Christmas parties are happening.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Ours is tonight at work.
It was about a week ago the spider sprayed it at about 7.40 one morning, and he opened the shoulders, pinned his ears back, and had a red-hot crack.
Well, I cannot wait to do ring around the Triple M offices, because I think we've got probably around 60 stations around Australia. Mm-hmm. How many of them are having them in their back kitchen?
Well, they're all coming here.
You just won't let go of this, will you?
It's just a... I find it a bit...
Well, we've put it out to the Gold Coast Triple M family on 1-300-925-666. Yes.
Good morning, Sue, in Clear Island Waters. Sue, what is your... Christmas party.
No, what I'm saying is Triple M, great family, fantastic. I'm sure it's great working conditions for you guys.
It is.
But what I'm thinking is they're going to surprise you all with a bonus.
Oh.
Because they're cheaping out on such a cheap Christmas party for such special people that make my day so special every day when I wake up.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, so you know what's so hilarious? We hope right now our general manager's going, ooh, I better slip in and get some scratchies.
No, no, not scratchies, because they're not winning at the moment. True. Something bigger and better than that.
Oh, we
come
love
it. You deserve the best.
Sue,
thanks for making my day so good.
Thank you, Sue. I love your enthusiasm, but I know the boss and there's no hope of that.
Okay. Karina in Upper Coomera, what's your... Christmas party experience?
Well, my Christmas party experience is... happening at the end of January.
Oh, no.
Are you serious? No.
Is that for next year or this year?
Yeah, January 2023.
Wow.
That is dodgy, brothers.
Daylight saving by the month. What's going on with that?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Let's get to Sheldon from Coomera. Mate, what is your...
the dodgy brothers!
Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, it's gone about 20 years ago. In Adelaide, it was at my boss's house. And, being in my 20s, I was sort of like the youngest sort of dude in the office. And we'd go on the terps a little bit. And one of the girls in the office was like, oh, I bet you can't fit into my skirt.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I bet I can. So, swap pants. She wore my jeans. I managed to slip into her size 8 mini skirt. I was pretty proud of myself, yeah. So, but then it proceeded to roly-polies down the back of the hill of his house.
Yeah.
And, so it ended well. But 20 years on, I'm living on the Gold Coast. And, I'm back working for him. So I met him.
Hey, can we ask, are you still a size 8?
Jimmy is probably like a 10.
All right.
Oh, not bad.
You're blown out.
No judgment.
Well, sounds like you are still very... Dodgy. Hey, you can take your boss to Reading Cinemas. We're going to give you a double pass. Value blockbuster movies at Reading Cinemas, Harbour Town this November. ReadingCinemas.com.au, Sheldon.
Sweet as legends. Thanks.
And thank you for all your calls.
Yeah, Sheldon in a size 8 miniskirt. We'll look like a fruit platter.
Oh, no. Yes, he will. Hey, Triple M family, we've actually just found out during the song why Spider's being so brave about the Christmas party. Spider, can I ask you, the theme tonight's Casino Royale. What are you wearing tonight, Spider?
I'm not going.
He's not even going.
Not even attending.
What?
Well, you know, the last one I went to, I fell in the Broadwater and got spewed on.
Oh.
That was the best Christmas party ever.
Responsibly.
Casey Barnes is a fantastic local muso. Some of Casey's work, he's had many great songs, including... And his brand new single is... Small Town. This is just the beginning of Casey's Small Town. It's a... brilliant, brilliant song.
Absolutely.
And Casey was up for an Australian Record Industry Award. These awards are the pinnacle of Australian music. His first one that he was up for, actually he was up for two.
Yeah, he's been
up for a couple.
Yeah, he got nominated last year but didn't win it.
And this was the first time that he won. I'm just going to phone, because he's in Sydney still in his
hotel
room. Hopefully he's going to answer.
Hello, this is Casey.
Oh, Casey!
Oh, no.
Casey.
Oh my God!
ARIA Award winning.
ARIA Award winner rings you at this hour of the morning after winning. You are supposed to be unable to tell the difference between your arias and your elbows at the moment, mate. Congratulations, mate. Casey.
I can't even talk.
Well, I tell you what, you could talk last night when you got up and did your speech and dropped a little bit of the rude words.
Yes, this was part of it, the clean part of it anyway.
Man, unbelievable. First of all, I want to thank my wife who's at home tonight. She's not very well. I love you, Michelle. My girls, my mum and dad, my sister. You guys are amazing. Far out.
You've got swear jar.
Hey, how you feeling, mate, honestly?
I still can't believe it. I honestly cannot believe it. It's just, yeah, it's surreal. But, yeah, it actually really did happen. So, oh, man, just, it was such a good night, such a good night. Far out.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
Can we ask, Casey, because it's been such a long road. It has been, but you have absolutely deserved this because it's been tough.
It has, mate. It has, you know, it's... Like I said last night, it started out when I was a kid watching the arias and thinking one day it'd be nice to be there. And, yeah, then to be there last night and actually win one, it's just it makes it all worthwhile, you know. So you're going to need a voice transplant, that's for sure.
Mate, I first met you about 15 years ago and you were working hard then. And this is not one of those overnight success stories. This is, and I'm sure it began many, many, many years before that. But what's your new dream?
Oh, man, I think the next thing, we'd love to go and have a crack overseas and maybe, you know, see what we can do in America. And I'm very lucky to have, you know, Michael Chugg and the team, and they've just been amazing. You know, I think that's the thing that's made the biggest difference is, you know, when people believe in what you're doing. And he was believing what I was doing, and it's paid off. So, yeah, I love that guy. He's like a dad to me, so he's a good man.
So good. Casey, you spoke about being just a young boy growing up in a small town in Tassie, and as Spider and Flan have mentioned, it has been a long road for you. What advice would you give to another young boy or girl in a small town in Australia that has this dream?
Yeah, just don't ever give up. And, you know, it can happen. You know, it really can. And I just... be patient. That's the biggest thing. So many artists just expect things to happen straight away and overnight, and you know, so you just got to be patient. So, Oh man, I still can't believe it.
Casey, thanks so much for sharing this moment with us, mate. It's been something we've all invested in over the years, and congratulations, bud.
Oh, thank you, and thanks to you guys. Thanks to the Gold Coast. Thanks to, you know, for playing my stuff on the radio. That's just the biggest thing. So,
hopefully
I can get my voice back.
Get on those butter menthols. You've got 24 hours before the North Burley Surf Club goes off.
Oh, mate, it's going to be good. I actually might have to mime the gig. So, no, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Casey.
So welcome.
See ya. Bye.
See ya.
Man, what's happening over the weekend? Flam, what are you up to?
Mate, I'm going to go and have a look at the Joe Cocker Experience.
Excellent.
And I cannot wait. All local musos, and they've all heaped their money in a big pile, and they've gone and booked the star. So if you can come along to have a look at that with me, I'd love you.
Yep. Ali, what do you got?
Well, look, for me, there is nothing else on my agenda. Actually, there's a lot on my agenda because
I'm packing up a house.
I know, I've got a rental inspection today. But all of that pales into insignificance because the work Christmas party is on this afternoon and tonight. And I am actually so excited for everything we say about the fact that it's at work. And yes, of course, we wish it was somewhere else, mainly for our staff that never really get to leave the building. But I really can't wait because JM and the whole crew, they have done a wonderful job setting it up. And I am genuinely so excited. And I think I might actually, I know what my costume is going to be.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty dodgy. It actually is. Because I haven't had time to get anything else. Spider, what are you doing?
I'm driving to Gladstone today. I've got to do a function in Gladstone. So the flight's in a match. So I am in about 3 minutes going to be on the road to Gladstone for, but it is for Movember, so men's mental health.
Fantastic. So, do you want us all to FaceTime you from the Christmas party?
Yeah, see you there.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Al Davey, what are you doing this weekend?
Good luck to Casey Barnes doing his gig at the North Burley Surf Club tomorrow night. It's
going to
be a
ripper. Are you going to that?
I'm going to try and get along to that.
Thank you for answering my question.
Say goodbye to the Gold Coast. Goodbye, Flan.
Goodbye, Al. Goodbye, Ali. Goodbye, Spider.
Goodbye, my darling Triple M co-host. Goodbye to the Triple M family. Thank you for coming and saying hi to us at Guns N' Roses yesterday. Goodbye, Axel, Slash and Duff.
Yeah, and goodbye to everyone. And just this weekend, if you are out and about, available in all good bookstores, I'm releasing a brand new book.
Ooh, what's it called?
It's all about reverse psychology. So, actually, yeah, don't buy it.
Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5 Triple M.